Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
We're before the bounce, thanks to the Ponds and Norlane Hotels and Team Tyre Power. The Ponds, a great destination catering for the whole family. You'll find them on the Colac Road at Warn Ponds. We've loved what this man's done for 302 games. Unfortunately, he won't be out there tonight due to injury, but we've been lucky enough to secure him on K-Rock Football for Prestige Jayco. I do speak of the skipper of the Cats in Joel Selwood. Skipper, Kingy, Nealty, Brendan McCartney and Pete Ryan in the K-Rock Hub. For our listeners out there, can you please give us an update on the injury, how it's tracking, and what the damage was in the end?
Hey guys, and good to be on. To be honest, it was very minor, but it sort of all flashed before my eyes when I sort of pulled up a little bit. But we've just got a lot of footy coming up, so Mac would know I'm sort of a bull at a gate most times. But it sort of flashed before my eyes that it could have been a much longer injury if I tried to stay out there and play through it. So, to be honest, I reckon it'll be okay. I'm not sure if I'll make it back for the West Coast one, but I'll be pretty close to it.
Okay. So if not West Coast, then you expect definitely then you'll be right for North Melbourne, which is, what, 9 days from now?
Oh, I never say definitely, but to be honest, it'll be close. I ran fast today. I put a couple of good sessions together throughout the week where I've ran, we do now is run over 24 Ks an hour. And we sort of track that on how often you're doing that, but then you try and get up to your top speed a couple of times too. So I'm a fair way down the track. What it did allow me last week when I came off in the first sort of 5 minutes was that it was early in the game. The blood wasn't going through the body. There was, so when you talk of hamstrings and I've mentioned it before on concussions, they're all just so different. So there can be people from the outside saying that, you know, hamstrings are 2 to 4 week injury, but really, it just depends on how you do them. And we had Quinton Arkle that's got a slight sort of a different one to me. It tore his tendon a little bit. Not tore his tendon, but strained his tendon a little bit. And it looked early days that he was going to, you know, be a little bit of a longer term than what I would be anyway. But to be honest, he did exactly what I did today. So that was promising.
For a man who's missed no more than 10 games that Geelong have played since you arrived at the club in late 2006, what type of spectator are you, Joel?
Probably all through suspension, those ones too, I would have thought. So, no, I'll be okay tonight. I actually have the joy of taking our first year that haven't been to the footy as a Geelong player yet. So I've got the four of them in the van with me at the moment with the CEO, and we're going to enjoy it. We're just going to go in there and watch it as fans tonight, to be honest.
Joel, Nealty here. Good luck for your team tonight. Last week, mate, what did the team learn about playing against the Pies and how the game unfolded?
Yeah, I mean, we went down on the bench early again, which wasn't ideal, but we had to mix and match a little bit. We actually thought we were dangerous forward of the ball. We just couldn't get it in there anywhere near enough. We didn't put them under enough pressure. But, you know, around the ball too, they sort of got on top. You know, when we won, it was a bit scrappy. When they got it, they were just much cleaner than us.
Yeah. Yep. Thank you for that. Mate, hub life, just one away from the field. Is it the honeymoon wearing off? And what are you guys doing now to sort of, one, have when the time is right, stay focused on the game, but also when it's not about footy, how are the boys handling that, and have you sort of evolved what you do over the last couple of weeks?
Well, to be honest, we had to find a balance in it because we've had 11 days between it, you know, playing Collingwood and now, so we couldn't just purely think football the whole time. So what we were able to do, we couldn't get away from each other because we were stuck in Crowd Promenade, and it was actually set up really well, for a high-performance centre. There was enough training that we needed to do that we could do within the sort of complex, but then we trained at a ground just outside of Optus Oval, but everything was fenced off. We were literally like we were in a zoo, but we managed to get through that period really well, apart from a couple of players getting the injuries that they have.
Yeah. Now, one more on the ground. Tonight you said you're sitting with a couple of the younger players. Mate, I just think that is so good for club, so good for those individual players' development. Have you got something in mind that you might get them to focus on? Are you going to ask them a question, or are they going to give you feedback? How does that play out just for our Geelong listeners that are listening to us thinking, like I'm thinking, gee, that's fantastic, the club skipper's going to take some young guys to the footy?
Oh, yeah, it's funny you ask that because they've probably got their ears open right now and they don't know what I'm bringing them for. But to be honest, the first sport I want them to watch and I want them to enjoy it and listen and, you know, be proud of a couple of the young blokes that they've played with in the lead-up, Fogarty and Constable, who have deserved their chances and got it tonight, which is really good. And then Brad Close, so he was a rookie pick for us last year and gets his chance tonight. And it just shows these boys that they're not that too far off, and they'll get a chance at some stage, and to make the most of it. So, firstly, the enjoyment, but then yeah, there might be a pen and paper at some stage throughout the back half of the game that we might just a couple little learnings.
Fantastic.
For Prestige, Jayco speaking with Inter Geelong skipper Joel Selwood. Here's Brendan McCartney on K-Rock Footy.
How are you, Sel?
Good, Mac. How are you, mate?
Going well, thank you. Put those young blokes on, and I'll open their ears and remind them to listen to everything you tell them. Pass that on from me.
I can do that.
You can do that.
We've got some good kids in the car. We do have some good kids in the car.
No doubt.
What we have found in saying that, I mean, we're talking about hub life before, but we haven't spent this much time together, and it's been actually really enjoyable because it was so broken throughout that early part of COVID that we couldn't get to see each other. So this has been a really nice time. We've only had one partner in the hub, which has been Em Menegola with the newborn. So it's sort of been the boys hang around the boys, and they've behaved exceptionally well across the board.
There's extra burdens captaincy-wise for you through a difficult year?
A challenge, because you're just not sure on what's going, and you would love to have answers for them. But to be honest, we weren't even sure where we were staying until probably 4 days ago, and where we are now, the Crown Metropole. So what we've just tried to set up the program to be as, you know, loose and as professional as we possibly can with the relaxed environment, so that through this period they've just got to tackle on what they've got head on, remind themselves to get ready for footy, and that's a challenge ahead.
Charlie Constable, can you talk us through him? I've sort of been hoping he'd get a crack at it at some stage. He's got some attributes, hasn't he?
He does. He's a big mid, which sort of we've really only got Paddy that does that job in there. But he's a bit taller than the rest of us. He'll find the ball. That's not his problem. He'll just what we've got to do with Charlie is just, you know, get him running and, you know, trying to get the boys on the end of that ball. So it's sort of a job that I've played for a long time, where you know, do the grunt work and then get it out to the others. So we'll see plenty of that from you tonight.
Good on you, mate.
Good.
Thanks.
Player. Good skills.
Good wishes in the next few weeks for you.
Joel, Peter. Thanks, Ryan, mate. Here. Good luck for the Cats tonight. The ruck situation tonight, what do you expect the Cats, how do you anticipate managing that?
Well, we'll see Sav do a fair bit of the ruck work tonight, which, to be honest, he jumps better than anyone at the club, so I look forward to him doing that. He'll be fine. He's still raw, though. He's still raw as a forward. He's going to be raw as a ruckman, because we haven't had to use him there too much. We've sort of been protecting him in many ways, but he'll be fine. And then we brought in another defender, so I'm sure you're guessing probably what's going to happen there.
Yep.
With Sars will come up the ground and run, hopefully, their ruckman around.
Great. And just yourself and, I suppose, Harry Taylor and Paddy Dangerfield and so on entering this compressed phase of the season, how do you anticipate as a club managing that short, you know, 3 or 4 games in 14 days?
Oh, I think the best way to manage it is leave that up to the staff and, you know, get back to them and be honest with them about how we're feeling, but prepare to play every game. And that probably sounds funny to a lot of people listening, but, you know, if you're in that mind frame to play and be ready, then and you get a tap on the shoulder that say you're not getting a game this week, then you'll still be okay. So, but prepare to play, recover up as soon as you can after this one, and get ready for the Eagles.
Joel, what was the first thing you did when you were allowed to leave Crown Promenade? I believe you changed hotels, but you had some freedoms that you hadn't previously had. What was the thing that you went and did that was normal human life?
I went to training, Kingy. We went to training and we got a little bit in, and then I've got a nephew over here, so Adam's still over here with his family. So I played the babysitting role yesterday afternoon, which was really nice.
Yep. And you talk about life in the hub. Have you got to know, you know, players that you might not have had a huge deal to, and I know you get all around the group, but you don't have probably the time that you've at such intensity that you've had as you've had in the hub life. But if you've found out a quirk about somebody or something interesting about somebody that you hadn't realised that person had?
Oh, we probably have. What we have had is, you know, everyone's been really accepting of it, which has been made it really easy that we haven't had to boot anyone out of the hub yet. I guess that's probably been the main thing, that it's been really enjoyable to be around everyone. Everyone's here to work and, you know, put in their best efforts to be ready for when we need them. So there hasn't really been anything that stood out. It's been nice to be around the kids, I can say that. But we have a list that's ready to go.
Yep. How's trivia nights going?
Well, I helped host, but I would have done pretty well early days, but Harry was obviously a great host of it. We would be interesting for the boys to find a bit more out about the footy club. So we did a Geelong footy club trivia quiz, and we put them with a few older heads of the footy club. So even, you know, I said I was here with Cookie and the young kids tonight, but even sitting him around, you know, a group of seven players that he probably didn't have much contact with, but we've also got 25 staff here that, you know, have gone to a huge effort to be here. So it was really important for them to get involved.
Great club, the Cats. You're probably lucky to be away with such a good club. Just one player that everyone's interested in, Joel, Nakia Cockatoo. How's he been tracking, and how far away do you think before he gets an opportunity to play at AFL level?
Well, I'd love to know how he went last night. I haven't seen him today, but I take it that he's pulled up well again. So, I think we expect to see him this next little period, guys, and I think we'll all enjoy it, whether you're a Cat supporter or not.
Yeah, absolutely. Cooper Stevens has gone under your wing a little bit, Joel. He's going to be that midfield bull that we'll see for hopefully 10 to 12, 15 years in the hoops. And interested probably more because he's a Falcons product and out of Colac. Yep. Can you just give us an update on how he's tracking and, I suppose, what you've been doing with him to help him, I suppose, improve his craft to make him AFL ready?
Oh, he's ready. So he'll be fine when he gets out there. Just he'll get an opportunity over the next month too, I'm sure. And what he's been doing a little bit of late, just play down back. So he's had enough of a mix of me for the time being through that period. But, yeah, to just work down back and he'll find a spot and he'll be absolutely fine under Matty Scarlett's guidance.
Yep. Which youngsters are you sitting with you tonight? Who have you got under your wing?
We've got Evans, Tahini, DeConning and Stevens.
Okay.
I've just got this impression, Joel, of Cookie driving the bus like Fast Times at Ridgemont High. You know, you're all piling out of the minivan.
He left it.
How's
to
he
the
driving,
boys.
Tell?
He's fallen asleep. He fell asleep in the front seat. So
he's not driving,
he's
is he?
Quite relaxed over here. Easy time to be a CEO, isn't it?
Not putting too fine a point on it, Skipper, but it's a massive game for the club. You win this and you're 5-3 and you're inside the top four, but a loss and you're outside the eight and you're squaring the ledger with, you know, the compressed games to come. It's a crucial 4 points. All 4 points are crucial, but I suppose in the context of the season, this is pretty big.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's big, but I mean, we won't put it down to that it'll either finish us or make us either. So we'll take it. We hopefully take the points away tonight. We're prepared that we should be thereabouts. But yeah, I mean, the game's hard. That's what we have to remember. Really hard. So, you know, if we expect their best too. So that's what we prepare for.
Absolutely. It's not right watching Geelong run out and you're not leading them out in the number 14 as you have done since 2012, but we hope that you're back for Saturday night in a big clash against the Eagles. 4 points hopefully in the bank tonight. Skipper, we really appreciate you joining us on K-Rock Footy. We love talking to you on here. We don't like doing it before a game. We prefer doing it after a win, but it's good of you to give us some of your time and have a chat, and we really look forward to seeing you back out there.
Very good. Anytime. Always enjoy it. Thanks, guys.
Joel Selwood joining us there. Thanks to Prestige Jayco. Of course, you'll find them down on the Bellarine Highway at Newcombe. They are Australia's number one motorhome dealer.
Prestige Jayco, pre-game interview.